أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at the concept of Nabuwa, and in that respect we've been looking at the profiles of the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. We began the story of Prophet Yusuf some days ago, and today I'd like to continue. Yesterday we stopped where Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam had become the Aziz of Egypt. Now he began his new duties without delay, determined that when the famine arrived, nobody should starve. So during the first 7 years, remember interpreting the dream that the king had had, during the first 7 years, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam allocated extra money to the farmers in the most fertile areas of the Nile, so that they would be able to grow the maximum amount of grain. He also ordered the construction of huge storehouses or granaries capable of storing hundreds of tons of the surplus grain. And by the time the 7 years were over, the storehouses or the granaries were absolutely full. Again, a lesson for business management. It's amazing when we look at the story of Prophet Yusuf. There is so much to learn from here. And soon after those 7 years, the country was hit by a severe drought. But because of the foresight and because of the planning of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, the country did not face a shortage of food. The famine also extended to the lands of Palestine and Canaan. Now remember, this is where Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam lived with his sons. And one day he calls them and he says, "My sons, we are in great distress due to this famine. I have heard that the Aziz of Egypt has a reputation as a kind and a just person, and his reputation has spread everywhere in the country. Leave Binyamin with me for company, so that I may not be lonely, and go to him and ask for grain, to buy grain." Well, as commanded by their father, the brothers of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam set off for Egypt to purchase this grain and bring it back to Canaan. And when they arrived in Egypt, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam was so pleased to see them. He recognized them all, but they did not recognize him because they did not even expect him to be alive. Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam was a little disappointed not to see Binyamin. He provided them with enough wheat for their needs and also asked for the money they had brought to purchase the grain to be put back in their bag secretly. And he asked them to bring their other brother the next time. Well, this is how Quran says it. In Ayah 58, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وجاء إخوة يوسف فدخلوا عليه فعرفهم وهم له منكرون. And Yusuf's brothers came and went to him, and he recognized them while they did not recognize him. ولما جهزهم بجهازهم قال أتوني بأخ لكم من أبيكم. And when he furnished them with their provision, he said, "Bring to me a brother of yours from your father." ألا ترون أني أوفي القيل وأنا خير المنزلين. Do you not see that I give full measure and that I am the best of hosts? And they say, فإن لم تأتوني به فلا قيل لكم إني ولا تقربون. But if you don't bring him to me, you will not have a measure of corn next time from me, nor will you come near me. قالوا, so they said, سنراود عنه أباه وإنا لفاعلون. We will strive to make our father yield in respect of him, and we will do this. وقال لفتيانه اجعلوا بضاعتهم في رحالهم لعلهم يعرفونها إذا انقلبوا إلى أهلهم لعلهم يرجعون. And they said to his servants, "Put their money in their bags, so that they may recognize it when they go back to their family, so that they may come back." So on their return home, the brothers that narrated to their father of the hospitality of Prophet Yusuf. And this time when they were in need of grain, they returned to Egypt with Binyamin. Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam was so happy to see his younger brother, so he revealed his identity to Binyamin. But he asked Binyamin not to tell their brothers anything of the conversation. He then made a plan mentioned in Surah Yusuf. Again, Surah Yusuf talks about the whole plan which enables Binyamin to stay behind. He ordered his men to put a gold cup belonging to the king in Binyamin's baggage. And when they were leaving, they had not got very far when they were stopped and they were told that they felt that there was a cup inside Binyamin's bag. The brothers denied this, and they said if any one of them was found guilty of having taken the cup, he would be held as a slave of Prophet Yusuf. And the caravan was searched, and the cup was found in the bag of Binyamin. Now, very often when we hear this, we think, how can this be planted, and it's not fair? But remember, this was after talking to Binyamin, and the plan was devised between Prophet Yusuf and Binyamin. So it wasn't any deceit involved at all. And when the brothers were brought before Prophet Yusuf, he said, according to your own words, we will have to detain Binyamin with us. And they say, Aziz of Egypt, our father is old and weak. Detain any of us, but not Binyamin. Remember, he was his father's favorite. They had seen their father cry in grief over Prophet Yusuf, and they knew what was to come. Prophet Yusuf said that he could not detain anyone who was not guilty, and the brothers had no choice but to leave for Canaan. The eldest brother, Yehuda, refused to return without Binyamin. He remained behind in Egypt rather than face his father. This is what guilt does. This is what had happened because he remembered what they had done to Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. When they returned to Canaan, they told Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam what had happened, and he was heartbroken. He asked his sons to immediately return to Egypt to look for both Yusuf and Binyamin. Well, when they got there, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam introduced himself to them, told them who he was, and reminded them of how badly they had treated him. The brothers hung their head in shame, and they asked for his forgiveness. And he tells them, قَالَ لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ There shall be no reproach against you on this day. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Allah may forgive you, and He is the most merciful of the merciful. This is the ayah also that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited when he entered Makkah. Do you know the Fateh Makkah? When Makkah was taken over without any bloodshed at all. And everybody was petrified. The Quraysh were petrified. He asked them to take refuge in the house of Abu Sufyan, the person who was so much against him. And he said, I tell you today what Yusuf told his brothers. There is no reproach against you. So many lessons for us to learn from it. And then he gives his shirt to the brothers. And he says, you need not be frightened of me. Take my shirt, cover my father's face with it, so that he may regain his lost sight. Then return to me with all the family. Well, after getting his eyesight back and hearing the good news of his son, Prophet Yaqub decided to go to Egypt immediately. And as a token of their thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they saw him, because he raised his parents upon the throne, they fell down in prostration towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know what he tells his father? He says, قَالَ يَا عَبْتِي O my father, هَذَا تَعْوِيلُ رُؤْيَايَ مِنْ قَبْلِ This is the significance of my dream of before. قَدْ جَعَلَهَا رَبِّي حَكَّا My Rabb has indeed made it to be true. وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِنَ الْبَدْوِ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بيني وبين إخوتي إن ربي لطيف لما يشاء إنه هو العليم الحكيم He was indeed kind to me. My Rabb has indeed made it true. He was indeed kind to me when he brought me from the prison, brought you from the desert after Shaitan has sown dissension between me and my brothers. Indeed, my Rabb is Latif. He's benign to whom he pleases. He is the knowing and he is the wise. Remember the dream of seeing 11 stars and the sun and the moon in prostration. And at the request of his son, Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam settled in Egypt with his family. Now their clan came to be known as Bani Israel. Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam lived in Egypt for 17 years. He died at the age of 147. And Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam breathed his last some years later at the age of 110. And his kingdom then passes into the hands of Fir'aun, and we will then now be looking at the lives of the other prophet or other prophets. I hope you will read through to Yusuf at least a little at a time. It may seem a little long at times, but it's absolutely beautiful, and there are so many lessons to be taken from the life of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam.